I'm David Summerstein. To understand why the prisoner counting issue matters so much to upstate New Yorkers, places where there are prisons, come visit the city of Ogdensburg. Right now, I'm standing on part of Ogdensburg's waterfront on the mighty St. Lawrence River. The first thing you see isn't a bustling marina or quaint riverside shops and restaurants, but you see the glistening barbed wire of a state sex offender lockup. And then just beyond that, you see two state prisons employing more than 500 people in an area that's desperate for jobs.
We've lost Diamond National, Standard Shade Roller, Beckermore, and all these places along the river, all employed people.
Chuck Kelly runs down the list of factories long gone. He's publisher of the Ogdensburg Journal, and he's been the city's biggest booster for 55 years.
We have the second lowest per capita income in the whole 62 counties of the state of New York. We're poverty. There's no other way to tell you that.
When a state psychiatric center here downsized in the 1970s and 80s, Kelly says 1,000 jobs were lost. He led a fight to replace them with two prisons at a time when other places were fighting to keep jails away.
The truth of the matter is New York City and the metropolitan areas didn't want them. We needed the jobs, so we went after those jobs.
Today, the area also benefits from a little extra political representation. About 1,000 inmates, mostly from cities with no voting rights, are counted as living here. If Ogdensburg benefits, Kelly says, it's just compensation for the public security risk of housing criminals. State Senator Daryl Aubertine, a Democrat, represents five prisons, including the two in Ogdensburg. He says they use water and sewer and local courts and other infrastructure.
That, in part, is paid for by those inmates being counted in this region.
Aubertine says he'll vote against Senator Schneiderman's bill to change the way prisoners are counted. So will Republican Senator Betty Little, whose district includes 12 prisons with 13,000 inmates.
The purpose of the census is to take a picture of a certain period of time.
April 1st, 2010, to be exact.
That picture shows who is living where.
If you're going to count inmates in their home districts, Little argues, what about college students or nursing home residents or rehab patients?
So I believe they should be counted where they are, as they always have been, and you shouldn't single out an inmate population over these other populations.
Critics of that argument say college students vote and work and live in the community. Inmates don't. All that aside, Senator Little acknowledges this is about power.
This is absolutely political.
People who want to change the inmate count agree. Peter Wagner of the Prison Policy Initiative says the fact is prison districts are padded with inmates who don't actually live there, and that affects policy and voting.
And then the result is that you've seen upstate New York speak with one voice on prisons and criminal justice issues in a way that they haven't been able to speak on any other issue of concern to upstate.
Things like Rockefeller drug law reform, which most lawmakers with prisons in their district voted against. The politics could explode in this spring's budget battles. With the inmate population down due to Rockefeller reform, Governor Patterson wants to close one of Ogdensburg's prisons, plus two others nearby. 500 jobs are at stake. At a recent town hall meeting in nearby Messina, town supervisor Joe Gray said Albany is balancing the budget on upstate's back.
It was okay to, quote unquote, dump the prisons on us 25 or 30 years ago. Now it's okay to take them away. We certainly are pretty important to the state, and I think the state owes us something back, quite frankly.
Many upstate New Yorkers feel what little political power they have left is draining away. If counting prisoners in their districts helps keep a toehold in Albany, then so be it. In Ogdensburg, for WNYC, I'm David Summerstein.